Beauty magazines, including Harper's Bazaar, have declared curly hair as the trend for this year. But for some Latinas, wearing their naturally curly hair is not about following a trend. It's a statement of identity. WBUR's Maria Garcia tells us about curly hair as a marker of non-assimilation.
I have a complicated relationship with my curly hair. I straightened it from adolescence into my early 30s, and then something changed when I recently moved to Boston. Living here has given me an urgency to wear my hair curly again. I'm going to try to explain why. But first, let's visit Shan Hair, a salon in Brookline that specializes in curly hair. My stylist, Antonella, is going to give me what's called a diva curl haircut, in which she cuts my dry curls in the shape of my head. And she wants me to stop damaging my hair with the straightening iron.
It's okay to blow it out once in a while, right, to have that option of looking different, but to do it consistently, not good.
I know the old saying about curly hair women wanting straight hair and vice versa, but this story is not about that. This is about hair as an identifier of ethnicity and a tool that women of color change to make themselves more approachable in a world filled with biases. Our hair is not just about ourselves, but how it makes others around us feel.
When I teach, I like always to provide some kind of cultural framework so that we don't have this thinking that we're talking about hair as this biological thing that grows out of our head and it has no meaning.
That's Marika Prezioso, a literature professor at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design.
What makes hair acceptable and unacceptable is how society, sort of what kind of connotation specific society gives to specific texture and types of hair.
Prezioso says over and over again in Latina literature, women write about navigating a world with curly hair, a trait that's been historically framed as less desirable in mass culture.
I'm very interested in, like, not just a celebration of natural style, but also an admission of how many challenges are with self-acceptance for this particular women coming from these traditions. It's really hard, especially when someone is the product of centuries of historic traumas, to feel empowered overnight.
Let's be clear. I'm not Afro-Latina, and I'm not equating my experience to that of Black women who are often overtly discriminated for their natural hair. I never feared being removed from school for my hair, like some Black girls have. And yet, as a child, I understood my curly hair deviated from conventional beauty standards, and it marked me as more ethnic. So much so that I began straightening my hair with an actual clothes iron when I was 12. And I wasn't alone.
All you could see was a steam rising. I swear I was burning my poor hair. And
now I look back and I cringe at what we did to our hair.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what we were thinking.
That's me commiserating with Ana Masakote. She has a dance school in Boston and long, curly hair. Like so many other Latinas from a working-class immigrant family, she used to pull her hair back or straighten it. Ana began doing that in middle school when she was bused to a white, wealthy school. She intuitively knew that hair was also a sign of class.
And then you start seeing the disparity. You start seeing how different your socioeconomic status is. And that starts making you compare yourself to your peers and start to wonder, how can you measure up?
Good. Take it down to the hips. You're going around, going left, back, right, forward, left.
Dance changed everything for Ana. This is her teaching a class, her curls cascading down her face. She tells me dance showed her how to escape the feeling of being caged into her body, to feel at ease in it and her hair.
It's really just being able to say that this is me, this is my culture, I'm Mexican, I am Chicana, and I'm not going to try to portray something that I'm not to make you feel more comfortable.
So why do I feel the need to go back to curly now? Well, I'm a mom to a toddler. How can my son love his curly hair if I don't love mine? And there's Boston. I've lived in New York City and Texas, but I feel browner, more Latina living here. Maybe it's my affluent neighborhood where I hear different languages, but see a narrow range of skin tones, where I've been mistaken for my son's nanny when we speak Spanish at the park. Boston's made me be like, yeah, I'm Latina, and I want to fully embrace my brownness, and that means my curls. Back at Shan Hair, the salon, my stylist, Antonella, has given me an amazing haircut.
This is why I'm going to teach you how to take care of your curls, and also how to cleanse them, how to hydrate them, and how to style the curls. And then you can love your curly hair, right?
Right. It's time to love it and live with it, just like my identity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.